Thanks for locking in with 77 Flavors of Chicago. We're your host, Dario.
And I'm Sarah, and I hope you're ready to learn with us.
Y'all, it is Chicago's birthday today.
You know?
Happy birthday to the greatest city in the world. 187 years young.
Damn.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking
about
today.
That's not a lot.
That's not a lot, really, when you think about it.
The grand scheme of things.
Yeah. When you think about the Egyptians, that ain't a lot.
When you think about how long Damascus has been a city.
It's been, you know, really we kind of young.
It's the first one.
Yeah, we kind of young.
Yeah, baby.
Y'all, we're going to get into it, man. We got some pretty dope things to talk about with that.
Yeah.
But first.
How was your week?
Yeah, fantastic, fulfilling. This has been a great week. After the last, I want to say maybe a couple, the weeks, this was a relief.
Yeah.
Sigh of relief.
That's good.
Yeah, a lot of good personal things happened. And perhaps the best thing that happened to me, and I don't know if you agree, when it comes to the podcast, is we actually met one of our listeners and followers from Poland.
Yeah.
Our first one meeting outside of the country.
Literally insane.
Absolutely insane.
Shout out to Anna.
Hey, shout out to Anna. Yeah. You know.
She engages with all of our content.
All of it.
All the time.
and is an ambassador for 77 Flavors of Chicago.
She tells everybody. Everybody's sick of us.
Her sister, her daughter, Aga, is also very much a fan, but it was great to sit down and talk to them. We learned.
We had some drinks. It was a great time.
Yeah. I had a drink. Y'all had sober shit.
NA drinks. Like,
I shouldn't be shaming because my ass, boy, these drinks taking me out lately.
Mm.
These drinks taking your boy out. I don't
it's
know.
Just because you're 40.
Yeah. You know, I think it's because I don't drink as much as I did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You really don't. I mean, you used to drink a lot more when you did comedy because that's like the transaction.
Yeah, and y'all don't I ain't like no alcoholic now. Like I used to drink.
The comedians get paid with drink tickets.
Yeah, and even though we used to go out there, we got a whole bar here full of, now I'm like, one drink, y'all.
Yeah.
And I'll be coming home the next morning talking about my tongue tastes nasty. What kind of childish shit is that?
You know?
But I do like my bourbons and rums, though. I still do. I don't care. Even if it take your boy out. How about you? How was your week?
My week was good. We started doing the artist way.
Mm.
We started the 12-week program. Dario slapped.
Come on now,
heavy.
See, look, I knew you was gonna say something. I was trying to jump in.
To do what?
to stop you.
Oh, for what?
Because
I'm gonna tell them the truth. But I've been enjoying it a ton, and that is probably a good reflection for me. We also did a a wellness webinar with your sister. She's starting up.
Yeah, shout out to my sister. Yeah. There's another one.
She's starting out a new wellness brand, and she is certified. So she did a friends and family webinar, and that was also really fun. So we did a lot of fun stuff this week.
We did a lot of fun things. One more thing. We said it last week's episode, but Kyle, the episode is out. Our listener Kyle, loyal.
His podcast.
The Big Shoulders, the Chicago podcast, he just launched, actually, as we speak now. Go listen to that. It's on YouTube. We'll link it and everything so you can check it out. Very nice conversation. We love to connect with the podcast listeners.
We do.
And they know things. So, these listeners are different than, remember how I was talking to you about, I was like, man, I like the podcast a little bit more than everything, just because it feels a little bit more personal. When you listen to the podcast, you know more about Sarah and I.
Yeah.
And we looser on here. Mm-hmm. This is I feel like this is the real up me. You know what I'm saying? Not that the Instagram ain't the real me. Don't get that twisted. You know what I'm saying?
Instagram is I mostly post on Instagram. You're we post a lot of history videos on there. So you do all of those, but if y'all are in our stories, that fuckery is me.
that
bullshit is all me.
That definitely is you.
Meanwhile,
Sarah got a face full of makeup right now.
Not makeup.
The fixing
it's
shit.
A face mask.
Face
fixing
mask. There it is.
Shit.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what it is. You clearly your boy don't be doing this. It's something else. Sidebar, y'all. I don't know. I woke up this morning and I feel like I wanted to get into soccer.
Mm.
It was kind of random. This is this like what a midlife crisis is?
I hope this is the extent of
your. You think this is it? You hope this is it?
I really hope so, yeah.
Well, because I done went through the camera phase.
I mean, the camera phase was also kind of like a midlife.
But that's a career change.
That's a very expensive midlife crisis.
That's well, most people get Corvettes and shit, and you know, Camaros and bikes. Yeah,
we don't have Corvette money just yet. But if we did, you would have a Corvette.
I sure would. Yeah. Not even a question. I would have a Corvette. Talking about we going to Route 66.
Route 66.
Route 66, Route 66, whatever. Do y'all say route or route? It depends on situation. It's situational with me.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Mm. You know, say data or data?
It's always data. That's not situational. That is always data.
I grew up saying data. But yeah. I actually saying data.
Yeah.
And then people over here were like, what the fuck is data? I was like, data.
Yeah, data is the way you go. You know what I mean? Like,
says who?
Everybody. Like, no. It's just, that's like
that's common. Mainstream English. False. False. Mainstream English is colonial English.
And?
What do you mean, and?
Honestly, I don't know. Damn, was that dog throwing shit?
He just threw his toy across the floor.
Anyway, y'all ready to talk about and celebrate Chicago's birthday?
Let's get it.
Let's get it. 187 years young. Today, March 4th, 1837.
Yeah.
Chicago was incorporated as a city. And the topic of today is...
On this day,
what happened the day...
It was incorporated.
...that Chicago was incorporated?
I like this take. I'm with. If this wasn't our episode, I'd be a fan of it.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are going to be giving you Chicago history all day and things like that.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to tell us what happened
that
day, the moment Chicago became. We got it for you. We got some things. And we got some preamble, kind of like the pre...
Yeah.
Beginnings of like that, the January and February before. Yeah. So the day that Chicago was incorporated, got some stats for you here. The population was 4,170 people roughly. Mm-hmm. The boundaries are interesting because the city was kind of small.
It was big for that many people.
It was big for that many people, but check this out.
Yeah.
Got some, and there's some history in there. To the north, we haven't done boundaries in a long time. Yeah. To the north, we got North Avenue. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all, I don't even have to go for the history lesson there, y'all. Look, yeah. North Avenue, the northernmost boundary. Yeah. All right, okay. To the south, we have 22nd Street. So not quite all the way into Pilsen, but, you know, on the edge right there. Yeah, kind of. To the east, we got the lake. And we got some interesting things
about the
lake later. But because when we say the... That was the boundary?
This is one of those episodes that you might want to hop over to YouTube after you're done listening because you need to see what we're about to talk
about. You have to see what we are going to talk about.
We understand this is an audio medium, but trust or go to our Instagram stories.
Yeah, right. You'll see it there. And to the west, Wood Street. So, city was kind of small, but big at that time. And it gives you some context about the 4,100 people, almost 4,200. About a decade or so before, the city only had about 100 people.
Yeah.
Like, think about that.
It's crazy.
You know, that's absolutely insane. In the 20s, only had about 100 people.
That's wild.
So, the day, March 4th, that day, guess what else happened? Mm-hmm. Martin Van Buren, he became the 8th president of the United States. Yes, the United States, yeah. That's pretty cool. Chicago also had 45 grocery stores. That's weird that
he became president in March. Like, when did they change the...
Right, when did all that change?
When did that change?
Yeah,
that's a weird day.
It's very weird. Yeah, very weird. Yeah, that's a good question. When did that change? Because that shit all happened in January now.
Yeah.
We know who it is in November, and then January.
Now we have the months change. Of dread.
Yeah. Right? But then the changing of the guard happens.
Barely.
Yeah, right. Then Chicago had, at that same time, like I said, 45 grocery stores, about 30 taverns. Chicago is drink. That ratio is absolutely insane. It's about 100 people per, a little bit over 100 people per grocery store. Right. So, I mean, honestly, ain't no food insecurity, really. You know what I mean? Like, with that many options. Drinking, you pretty much had your options there to drink.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's just under 100 people per, you know, per. Yeah, that's
wild.
We were drinking that much?
I guess.
God damn. Why we need that many tablets?
We still love our bars.
We do.
And our beer.
We do. Go back, check out that episode. We talked about it. Now, you're probably asking... Where was the mayor at at all this time? When did Chicago get a mayor? Well, we didn't get a mayor until a couple months later, okay?
May, right?
May 2nd. William B. Ogden was the mayor, first mayor of Chicago, as you all should know if you listen to this podcast. Yeah. If you don't, he was the first mayor. Now, what was he doing
on that day?
On that day, Sarah and I, we deduce that he was probably celebrating.
Yeah, he was at one of the taverns.
He was at one of the taverns, kicking,
drinking,
putting them back.
You know,
he was saucy. I know he was.
I'm sure.
I know he was saucy. Yeah. Reason why we know this, this is scientific, y'all. We know this. We're historians. William B. Ogden
was one of the people.
Yes. Give you a little bit more context. We haven't talked about William B. Ogden. Maybe that's an episode. But quickly here, he is originally came from New York, yeah. Right? And when he came from New York, right around 1836, a year before Chicago was incorporated, he worked on railroads. Mm-hmm. He worked on, you know, kind of like getting that situation taken care of. But also, he started in that year the Act to incorporate Chicago as a city. Right. He was part of that committee. He was kind of like at the forefront of that. And so that's why Sarah and I say
he probably was happy.
He's probably happy because he was the man. He was the man leading that charge.
And he probably knew that he was going to become mayor. Like, he backed that up, and he knew that people, I'm assuming people wanted it to become a city because you got a ton more amenities when you are a city.
Yeah.
Because, like, you get, but interesting. Yeah. I was going to talk about, like, firefighters and stuff, but we'll talk about that when we get to
It's interesting that you say that he probably knew he was going to be city, the mayor of the city. Because check this out. Fun fact again, another fun fact, y'all. Did you know that he ran against John Kinsey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he ran against John Kinsey as part of the first mayor of Chicago. And John Kinsey honestly gave him a run.
Yeah.
It was close. It was very close. But I think it was exactly what you said. The fact that, you know, William B. Ogden had been doing this for a little bit. John Kinsey, it still plays a part. We're going to talk about it in a second. But I think that was it. That was the difference maker. You know what I mean? Like, when people kind of knew who it was, you know, hey, let's vote for this guy.
Right.
But it was that close, y'all, that
super close.
John Kinsey almost became. And he still did a shit ton for the city, as we'll find out. Couple more things about William B. Ogden. Not only was he the one to make Chicago a charter city before it became it was a charter town.
Before it became a city.
Did y'all know he created the Board of Trade? He was the one.
Crazy.
Yeah. Also, this is nuts. He created the first swing bridge in Chicago. He helped create that. And for y'all that don't know, he was that bridge I'm talking about is over the State Street.
Yep.
You know, where the State Street bridge is now. Also, he donated the land that is now Rush Medical Center. Yeah, crazy. Go ahead. Coins. I've been lackadaisical with the coins today.
Lackadaisical. Yeah,
that's a big ass grab a word right there.
I never heard that word
before. Lackadaisical? You ain't never heard lackadaisical.
That is like what shortened to lax.
Honestly, I don't know what it is, but I know in the context he was like loose with it. It was, you know, lackadaisical. Like, they were like loose, laid back, calm, so, chill, nonchalant. We need the dictionary.
Yeah, that's
it.
Real word.
Yeah, what you thought?
Well, no. Lackadaisical means lacking enthusiasm and determination, carelessly lazy.
See, told you. But give me my coin, goddammit.
For what? For knowing a word?
Yes, you didn't know it.
So?
And so that's my coin.
I know a lot of words that you don't know.
Hey, that don't matter. I don't be calling you out. You didn't call me out this time. But like, what?
You don't. Yeah, I say you don't give me coins either.
Yeah, you want a coin?
No, it's fine.
No,
it's fine. I don't want it. Okay, thank you.
We got some more things. This episode is not long, but we got some nuggets here. Yeah. We gonna have because me and Sarah gonna have some kind of like some opinions later, and thoughts that we gonna share. But one more thing. Here's something that is really, really cool. So, like any city, I don't know if y'all ever wondered what was the first official business license business in Chicago. We have that answer. The answer is C.D. Peacock, y'all. The jewelry company that is,
It's still around.
It's still around. And actually, I saw a billboard today.
Did you?
Yeah, yesterday. Wow. At the time it is, I'm going to be talking like current.
Like they know.
Yeah. But I was driving and I saw that they are opening up another one, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
They have four locations right now. A couple at Woodfield. Well, same one at Woodfield Mall.
Yeah.
They have one at Woodfield Mall, one at Oakbrook, and then one 12 East Cedar Street in Gold Coast. Just kidding.
Yeah,
just
I was about to say
I just have two. They just have
two. I know. So, and they're about to open up a third. The interesting thing about CD Peacock, aside from what we're going to tell you, they moved around the city a shit ton. Probably, I'm not even joking, y'all, 10 to 15 times. And the only thing that survived, they eventually, you know, it burned down during the Chicago fire, like everything. But the vault still stood.
Oh.
That was interesting. And then Yeah, then they moved. So let me give you some history here, though. So how did it get started? Elijah Peacock and his wife came from England in January of that same year, 1837. So 2 months prior, they had just come to Chicago. And silver and things like that were kind of like on the rise right around that time, right? So the valuables and things like that, that had little money behind it, right? So they decided, let's try to open up something, right? Let's open up something. And because all this played together, so because Chicago had become a charter city, kind of like an interim type city,
right?
I would guess as we go to state legislature, will you be acting? They could thank for this. They opened up the House of Peacock. That's what it was called, right? It was called the House of Peacock. And that was in February 1837. And soon as Chicago became a city in the next month, guess what happened?
They had the first official business license.
They received the first business license.
That's crazy.
And the first official business was House of Peacock. And it was located at 155 and a half Lake Street. So y'all can go. So that's just the tip of the iceberg, right? Because when I tell you they moved everywhere, they moved to after this, I believe it was Lake and LaSalle. They moved there. They eventually had a couple two stores at the same time on Lake Michigan, Michigan Avenue, and Gold Coast. Like you said, it was all over the place. Honestly, that's a story in itself.
It is a cool story.
It is a very cool
Chicago's
story.
First business,
Chicago's first business. But aside from that, reason why we kind of went that direction, I kind of put that there is because, you know, we talked about the charter era a lot. And the charter era was the kind of like the 1936, but really things heated up in that that couple months before.
Yeah.
So that led Sarah and I down the wormhole because we wanted to know what Chicago was doing, or the village, the town of Chicago was up to
before
they were making themselves a city.
Yeah.
What did that look like? And there...
Yeah, so we, if you've listened to our episode on the Newberry Library, you'd know that it's like a huge resource in the city for anything you want to do research on, basically. So we had to, I was like, let's see what they have on kind of like the incorporation of Chicago, what Chicago was doing before the incorporation. And we found a couple of really, really cool things.
Really cool is an understatement.
Yeah.
This is... Y'all so sit back.
The coolest thing we found was the kind of like the booklet or letter of incorporation of Chicago. So it is the actual document that they took to court to kind of like argue that Chicago should be a city.
Yes.
And it is so fucking cool.
It's called an Act to Incorporate the City of Chicago.
And that's the official name. The official name is the City of Chicago.
Y'all, we held this thing.
Like, it's 187 years old. Anyone that has a membership, not a membership, right? Like a
Member card
to the Newberry Library, which is free, by the way. You can just walk in and ask to become a member. And then you can request it. It's in their special collection. So you can't like check it out, obviously, or anything. But you can go into their special collection, into that room, and they will bring it out to you. And you can look at it, and you can touch it, and you can read it. And it's like 20-something pages, like 22 pages maybe. Yes. It is super cool.
Y'all.
It talks about things like the fire department that was the fire department before the incorporation will still be the fire department. It has some rules, some laws. It divides up the wards and how they're going to look like. I believe there was like 5 or 6 wards at the time.
Yeah, I think Chicago is going to be divided initially. So the language in this is crazy because like I paint this picture for y'all. Everything Sarah said, but like in the tone that they are literally creating something.
Yeah.
Like they are literally writing up Chicago as if it doesn't exist. And it didn't. I mean, it was just the town. Yeah. And so the language here is really, really wild. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's so interesting to read.
It's
and super interesting to, it was just a really cool experience, not gonna lie.
Yeah, super cool. And I wanna read something here. I'm pulling some things up here because just to give you some context, to what this is.
The first page, an act to incorporate the city of Chicago, says, be it enacted by the people of the state of Illinois represented in the General Assembly, the district of country in the county of Cook in the state aforesaid, known as the east half of southeast quarter of section 33 in township 40 and fractional section 32 in the same township, also fractional section. Like the verbiage is funny.
They had to break it down. They starting a brand new city. This is how you start a city.
Right. The inhabitants of said city shall be a corporation by the name of the city of Chicago and may sue and be sued, complain and defend in any court, make and use a common seal and alter it at pleasure.
This is nuts because the last thing of the first paragraph says, like it says, in the state aforesaid, Illinois shall hereafter be known by the name of the quote city of Chicago end quote. So city of Chicago is like trademarked.
Yeah.
I did not know that city of Chicago. This book, this little pamphlet thing, also something that we didn't even talk about in the video, but we're going to tell you here. Mm-hmm. Y'all, it's got burn marks on it. It survived the Chicago fire. We literally were holding something that survived the Chicago fire.
It's so cool.
It is.
It's just 23 pages.
Lends the question to you, baby. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of cool shit on this podcast. we've done a lot of cool shit. Where does this rank for you on this podcast?
I don't even know. This is the oldest thing we've touched.
Literally, like actually touched.
Actually touched on like the, in Chicago at least.
Yeah.
So that, like it ranks pretty high. It's literally the reason Chicago exists. So that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, this is nuts. Like,
it's really cool.
I'm going to say for me.
Yeah.
Being a Chicagoan, I can just being a diehard like I am, number one. This is number one for me because we literally held what was given to the state of Illinois and the work they put in, the language to talk about Chicago and how Chicago was, how they saw Chicago be from the very first start. Like you said, we got language in here talking about how the fire department is going to be, how the police department. Another fun fact about the police department, as soon as Chicago became a city, just like all the departments, everything, as soon as Chicago went from town to city, all the people that were in position
became
officials.
Like Chicago Police Department, Chicago Fire Department.
Yes.
Like it just transferred over.
Yeah, and they were literally official because there we read somewhere, there was like that interim period. Chicago was like not even really, really recognized by Cook County.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Cook County kind of ran everything in the town area. Yeah. And so like Chicago didn't have a lot of say by itself. You know what I mean? So this was the significant thing. Honestly,
it's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely go check it out if you can, if you have the opportunity. Newberry Library is cool in itself.
Yeah.
Like it's just a really dope building. The architecture is beautiful. They have so many resources. And if you are someone that's like a student and you're doing research, you have access to this resource that like is unmatched.
Unmatched.
And it doesn't belong to the Chicago Public Library, so you have to unfortunately get a separate membership. But it literally takes like 5 minutes. Like no joke. So easy.
Yeah. Honestly, with ranking what my favorite moments are on this podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to say Newberry Library is one of my favorite places now in the city.
It's really, and the people that work there are incredible.
Yeah, like, shout out to the Newberry Library, man.
They're super helpful. Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
They're so helpful, and like anything you need, they want you to use the resources. They want you. Obviously, you have to be like super careful. Everything is really old, whatever. Yeah. But like, as long as you're respectful, they want you to enjoy the resources you have.
Sarah and I were
take a shot for every time I said resources.
Hey, Sarah and I were literally sitting there, like screaming in silent. Yeah, like it was like we were that excited. Like I can't even describe to you how dope this was. But then
the other cool thing we saw were these maps that we pulled. They're photocopies of original maps. So the maps themselves aren't like the what we were looking at wasn't super old, but they are copies of something that is really fucking old.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are from like from 1836, some from 37, some from 38. And it basically shows that like loop area, which is Michigan State, Wabash, Rush, the lakefront. What was really mind-blowing is how close the lakeshore was to Michigan Avenue. It was not even a block. It was a row of buildings between Michigan Avenue and the lake, the shore. Some of them say sand. We'll just say sand, or just say like beach bar, or like something like this.
Yeah.
To kind of like indicate that we're at the lake.
It's crazy because like I know everybody, if you are like any bit of like Chicago history, you know that, you know, everything east of Michigan Avenue is pretty much man-made. But if you like me, it was understood that
Michigan Avenue.
It came like the lake. We know that the lake was pushed back, right? Yeah. We know that.
Yeah. And not just during the fire, as a result of the fire, but before that.
Well, before.
And one of them was Kinsey. He had a plan.
Well, yeah, what I was saying is like, if you know that, you know that. But like, seeing it, it was damn near on Michigan Avenue. Was. Like, honestly, all that kind of scary. I don't know how the hell we driving over it. You know what I mean? Like,
this shit all water.
Anything, honestly, if you say anything from Michigan Avenue East, that shit is man-made.
Yeah.
Everything y'all see over there is man-made.
Yep.
The only things that were there and that is not man-made, literally where London House is.
Yep.
London House.
Yeah, Fort Dearborn.
Fort Dearborn, across the street from London House.
Yep.
That was
like where the Chicago Architecture Center sits.
That was there.
And that's it.
I'm
going to post these. Yes. I will post these. Oh, yeah. We'll post them permanently on our grid because I want you to be able to see them on our Instagram. So like, don't worry about them being in our stories. You'll see them if you go to our page. And if you don't follow us, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, for real.
77 Flavors Shy on Instagram. Or go to our YouTube because we talk about them a little bit more and we show them to you. And obviously you could just look up 77 Flavors Chicago on YouTube and you'll be able to see them. It's the newest episode, but it was such a cool experience to be able to see that. didn't even think this thing existed,
if I'm being honest. I'm still in a shock that we even had that opportunity to touch that. I can't thank the Newberry Library for being as dope as they are, honestly. But I don't know. Happy birthday, Chicago. That's all I got. Honestly,
love you. You're the best city in the world.
Literally, why we have this podcast.
go eat a Vienna beef and take a shot of Malort today.
Yeah, for real. Take a shot of Malort. I wish we had Malort. Do we have Malort here?
Hell no.
Yes, we do. No, we got the little bottles.
Are you about to take a shot of Malort?
I do a shot of Malort. I do the shot of Malort for Chicago. Nah, I won't do it. I'm not gonna do it. But I'll do it later. I'll do it on Instagram sometime. So, happy birthday, Chicago!
Happy birthday, Chicago!
We love you to death. That is 77 Flavors, man.
Yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you love. It's the best way to support us. We love when you do that. It's our favorite thing. And if you did not enjoy this episode, that's all right.
You hate it. You really hated this episode. Yeah.
I mean,
we went above beyond.
Sarah Energy 2023.
Man, look, we went above beyond, man. Yeah. Come on now.
But that's all right. Check out Newberry Library. Check out the episode on Newberry Library. If you didn't like this one, maybe listen to the episode last year about Chicago's birthday.
It was
a little different. So
yeah, that was fun.
Check that one out. But and we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and we hope you loved it.
And if you could please follow us on social media at 77 Flavors Shy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter.
If you have any ideas or deep dives that you'd love us to do, please contact us at media@77flavorsshy. That's the number 77 flavors and shy for Chicago.com.
If you like visuals, please subscribe and follow and watch us on our YouTube channel at the same thing, 77 Flavors Shy. Or search 77 Flavors of Chicago.
If you would like to support us monetarily, go ahead and click that Buzzsprout link in the description of this episode.
And as always, we gonna see you next week. Peace. Thank you.